So what was all that about?
It's so damn preposterous that I hardly dare to think I'm on the right track. If I am, it appears that Lady Wutherwood believes her husband was destroyed by a demon.
Well, that wouldn't go down very well at the Old Bailey, sir. Do you think she might have killed him herself?
We can't rule it out. In fact, there's precious little we can rule out. We know the Lampreys are in deep water and had hopes of extracting a large sum of money from the victim. We know that they used the skewer in their charade and that it was lying on the hall table at the time Lord Wutherwood stormed out of the drawing room. What's so infuriating is that any of the Lampreys could have grabbed that skewer, nipped across to the lift and done the dirty deed. And if it's one of the Lampreys, all the others will lie like flatfish to save his or her mutton.
All for one and one for all, so to speak.
Well, at least I now know which of the twins went down with the Wutherwoods in the lift. But before I settle their hash, I think I'd like a word with Mr. Bathgate.
He was in the kitchen when I last saw him, sir. I'll get him.
Making any progress?
Well, after talking to her ladyship, I really don't know whether I'm coming or going. I wish I could be certain that it isn't all just a very clever performance that she's putting on.
She's a bit eccentric, certainly. I could hear her from the other end of the hallway.
Eccentric as a rabbit on skates. That doesn't necessarily mean she's technically balmy.
She's had a couple of spells in a nursing home, of course.
Has she now? That maid of hers?
Tinkerton.
Has she been with her for some time?
For as long as I can remember. She's probably the one person who really knows her.
What kind of woman is she?
She isn't any kind of person, really. She has a permanent expression as if she disapproved of everything and everybody, as if the world wasn't quite nice.
Oh, hardly sounds very promising, but I better have her in.
I was in the servant's sitting room when I heard Lord Wutherwood call out for her ladyship. When I reached the landing, I noticed his lordship sitting in the lift. Mr. Giggle had already started down the stairs, and I followed after him.
And you're positive you saw no one else?
No one.
Did Lord and Lady Wutherwood often pay visits to this flat?
No, sir, not very often. We came up from Deepacres for this particular occasion.
Yeah, that's the family home in Kent.
Yes.
And do you know why this visit was undertaken?
His lordship had a telegram yesterday from Lord Charles.
Have you any idea why he wanted to see his brother?
Well, from what little I heard on the drive up, it was a business visit. I did not listen, of course.
Of course not.
But his lordship raised his voice once or twice and said that he would not do something his brother wanted him to do.
And what was that? Do you know?
The usual thing. Expecting his lordship to come to his rescue again.
You know, of course, that Lord Wutherwood had been murdered.
Everyone is saying so, sir.
And do you know how he was murdered?
Someone stuck a skewer in his eye.
And have you any idea who did it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, you know he must have been killed by someone in this flat.
So they say. But it wasn't me. I told you I was downstairs when it all happened. Ask Mr. Giggle, he'll tell you.
How long have you been with Lady Wutherwood?
15 years. She's always been very kind to me.
And generous?
Very generous.
Have you noticed any change in your mistress of late?
No, sir, I can't say I have.
No signs of instability?
Oh, no, sir.
And her interest in black magic and such like, how long has this been going on?
I know nothing about that, sir.
Yeah, but you say you've been with her for 15 years. Surely
I won't talk about my lady. She's frightened and she's ill and shaking. It's not my place to answer questions about her.
All right. We'll leave it at that. But before you go, I want you to mark on this plan your exact position when you saw Lord Wutherwood in the lift.
I was standing about here, sir.
Thank you, Miss Tinkerton. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Miss Tinkerton.
Good night.
Well, at least she's out of it. That's one off the list.
Because she's left-handed, you mean? Yes, I don't think she's faking it.
That skewer could only have been driven in with the right hand.
She may be an accessory after the fact, of course. She certainly clammed up when I questioned her about her ladyship. And there's another thing. She couldn't have seen Lord Wutherwood if the lift door was closed.
Yes. Would you care to see the twins now, Mr. Allen?
I wouldn't care to see them at all, Fox. But I fear I have no alternative.
Right. I'll wheel them in.